Let's get judgy.
Okay or not okay.
801-570-1019 to call or text, chime in, at Alt-1019, at Morning Alt. And video surfaced of Corey Taylor from Slipknot slapping a phone out of somebody who's in the front row, like he was texting, while he was performing a song. Just go to the video real quick. In his mask, he's singing something unintelligible, and bam, he just bips it out of dude's hand. Dude smiles and points, mm-hmm. But Corey kind of gave the finger wag, like, no, not in my house.
Nope.
He Matumbo'd him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've talked a lot about is it cool for you to be on your phone a lot, but that's from the perspective of you as an audience member.
Mm-hmm.
But is it cool for an artist to literally smack the phone out of your hand?
Okay, so here's the thing, though. If you know anything about Corey Taylor and Slipknot, he's made it very clear that he does not tolerate phone stuff at a show. So
right.
You go into that knowing that it's not going to be okay and he's not going to like it.
We have a call from Annette.
Annette, yes, hello.
There is a term out there called nomophobia, and basically it's a fear of being without your smartphone or being within smartphone contact, right? So can you imagine, I mean, would he react the same if somebody was drinking a beer and not paying attention to him? Well, no, he wouldn't knock their cup out of the hand, and that's an addictive behavior as well.
Okay, so you're accusing the concert goer of having nomophobia.
Yes.
And Corey Taylor of having butthurtophobia because dude wasn't paying attention to his show.
Or you could say that he is actually participating in phone shaming, so thus being a bully.
Bully.
Oh, that's a take.
Scott, yes, this got psychological.
And you have to remember that in 2014, he was at a concert. He was singing a concert, and he dumped 4 bottles of water on a girl with her phone.
Yep.
He's pretty sure he killed her phone. But, you know, the one thing that he was saying about that is that they're not paying attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the sea of all of those people, he did not remember any of those people that were paying attention to him. But he damn sure remembered that girl who wasn't paying attention to him.
All right, Annette. Thank you. She was well-versed on Corey Taylor and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She knows what she's talking about.
We have another call. Ryan is on the line.
Yes, Ryan. Okay,
I mean,
I don't
have a problem with it. I think if you're going to be front row, right there, engaging in the show that he wants you to engage in, why would you sit and text people? Now, of course, at the same time, you know, it could have just been, you know, maybe that was just his first text, or maybe Corey had noticed him, you know, throughout the whole entire show texting. My opinion, I bring my cell phone into shows with me, but I very rarely ever get on it when the band's actually playing. I like to be, if I'm going to pay the money, I'm going to sit there, I'm going to watch that band, I'm going to engage with them, I'm going to just, you know, forget the whole entire outside world and, you know, go there to do what I wanted to go do, and that's just release.
Here's what nobody's brought up so far is the actual slapping.
Yeah.
He actually slapped. He physically slapped.
Yeah.
Like, we've heard artists berate people incessantly on the stage about being on their phone.
Uh-huh.
Dave Draymond was the latest example. Just went off on a tear for 2 minutes on some poor woman who was on her phone during a Disturbed show. But unless I'm drinking a pimp cup of poison,
uh-huh,
I don't want you to slap anything in my hand.
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah, and I get that, too, you know. And I saw the kid's reaction, and he didn't seem like, you know, he smiled at him and laughed.
That's true. I got a question for you. If you were with the guy who was texting on the phone, you saw the artist get annoyed by it, would you tell your friend to cut it out?
Yes, but see, I'm lucky I have friends who don't use cell phones at concerts. We go there, we don't even use them.
Would you shame a stranger?
Stranger? Oh, yeah. Yeah, come on. Yeah, of course. You know, because I cannot stand watching a show through someone else's cell phone.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. To go back to the video, I'm curious who was with this guy. Was he with a girl? Here's the phone slapping. Bip. And then there's a dude next to him. The dude was filming with his phone, filming Corey Taylor. And then he was like, you just got your phone slapped.
That'd be kind of a fun video. We have a comment from Shane in Clearfield.
Hi, Shane. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I think regardless of who you are, who you think you are, how famous you are, you just don't ruin people's stuff. He doesn't know the position that guy's in. He doesn't know if that's a new phone. He doesn't know if he can walk out and pay for a new phone.
Dude, he
could have been trying to capture Pokemon on his phone.
You just don't ruin people's stuff, man. That's all it breaks down to.
Yeah.
I'm with you, dude. Hey,
respect,
man. Thank you for your call, Shane.
No problem. See you guys.
I think here, it looks like the phone probably wasn't ruined. It probably just went to the ground and it was okay. The dude just kind of laughed about it. And Corey tweeted later saying, like, we laughed about it. It was okay. But it's not cool to break people's stuff, like Shane just said.
Granted, he did not karate chop the phone in half.
Exactly. I think the phone was okay. So I'm not completely upset about this. And like I said, I think it was, I don't know, just a part of Corey being like, look, no, don't do this. You know not to do this. The water bottle thing, I would not have been okay with somebody pouring water on my phone.
By the way, to peep this video, it's up on the Alt 1019 Facebook page.